Joining us now, Reginald Saunders, who's the Permanent Secretary of the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you to be here. Well, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm well.
Great.
I'm well.
Great.
And you've been here before, haven't you?
No, this is my
first
time.
This is your first time?
First time.
Okay. Well, what do you
think?
I'll
be back. This is phenomenal.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, I've always been a sort of a pilot and aircraft enthusiast, so to see all of these aircraft lined off and all the stuff related to aviation is just spectacular.
Oh,
I'm happy I came, and I will be back.
Very, very good. So, obviously, you're here to promote tourism in Bahamas.
Yes.
And you are in the federal building, and the Bahamas group has been here for, I think you just said, 17 years?
17 years we've been here under the leadership of Greg Rohl, who is one of our vertical specialists at the Ministry of Tourism. He's been doing a fantastic job in building relationships and ensuring that we have a place here. And him and his team have just been phenomenal. And I say kudos and thank you to them.
One of the things that I've been remiss on is my geography. As far as I know where the Bahamas are, I didn't realize there are 16 different islands that make up the Bahamas.
Actually, there are 700.
700?
There are 26 islands that are inhabited, but we like to call all the little rocks, you know, that stick out of the water, we call them islands. So if you count all of the little rocks, there are 700 of them that stretch from the south, from the east coast of Florida, straight down to Cuba.
Okay. Well, the ones that I was looking at on your website online, they run the gamut from very developed to something like Rum Cay, which is just sort of very, very natural.
Yes, yes. I mean, we offer a lot, and I guess that's one of the reasons why the Bahamas is such a special place to visit. And we call the islands of the Bahamas are very unique in their own way. Nassau and Freeport are sort of built up, you know, metropolitan cities with casinos and hotels, large hotels. But the family islands, which in, you know, maybe Exuma or Abaco, or they are sort of middle of the road, a lot of activities, but still sort of laid back. And then you can go to Andros or Ragged Island or Crooked Island, which is like totally, totally laid back and, you know, you just lounge on a beach all day and have coconut water and other things, other goodies.
Other goodies.
You got to come and check it out.
Okay. What's the transportation like between all those different islands?
Well, there's we have a national flag carrier, Bahamas Air, that flies to all of the islands. They may not go every day, but some islands get service every day. Others get service twice a week or something. We also have a whole fleet of private aviation companies that provide service to the different islands. There's boating, you can boat there. There's a whole system of mail boats, we call them, that travel throughout the family islands taking supplies and other stuff. So it's quite easy to get to.
One of the things that's been promoted through the years is actually flying you general aviation aircraft to the Bahamas. How does that process work?
That process works. Well, we have a lot of the people who come to the Bahamas by private aviation usually leave out of Florida, and they can travel to any of the islands. We had previously talked about pre-clearance, and what we hope to do with pre-clearance is to offer pre-clearance services through the Bahamas Immigration and the Bahamas Customs Department in Florida through Banyan. And that, therefore, when the private pilot leaves to go to the island of his choice, he would not have to clear customs or immigration on the island. So you can fly to, for example, Exuma, park your plane on the runway, and walk straight to your hotel or on the beach.
Excellent. And there's also planning websites and resources available to help general aviation pilots make that trip.
There's most of the information is found on our bahamas.gov.bs website. If you come at our booth at Terminal D, at the D building, we have a lot of literature there that's free, and we've had a lot of interest and a lot of person stopping by and getting the information. So it's been phenomenal.
Well, tourism is a big part of the economy there in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, describe for me what if I was going to have a typical cuisine in Bahamas, what would I be eating?
Well, you know, we have the typical French stuff, the typical American stuff. You can get Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Or you can go to a native spot, which we like to call the fish fry, and you can get fried fish, peas and rice, macaroni, potato salad, fried plantains, guava duff, which is one of our local desserts. And you can wash all that down with some coconut water and little gin.
That sounds good, especially right about now. The sun's starting to come out and get a little warm here today. With everything that's happened with COVID, what are there any restrictions or any things people need to worry about?
Well, you know, COVID has dealt a big blow to the Bahamas. When COVID hit in 2020 in March, we went from record-breaking 7.2 million tourists down to zero in the space of a month. And, of course, most countries, including ourselves, we were closed until July. We opened in July slowly. And since that time, we have been, the demand has been just phenomenal, particularly in the family islands for private aircraft private aircraft and boaters. They have been sort of like the idea of going to an island where there's not a lot of people and they can relax and have a good time. The COVID situation now is pretty much, you know, we have it basically under control. Nassau is back open for business completely. The hotels, for example, for the July 4th weekend, Bahama was 90%, had an occupancy rate of 90%. Atlantis was about 80%, so things are going extremely well. It's quite simple to come there. You just need, if you're fully vaccinated, you just go to our visa website, which is travel.visa.com. Fill out the visa form. It's a 2-second process, and you get your visa right away. If you are not fully vaccinated, then you'll have to take the RT-PCR test, and it must be negative, and you come in.
Very good. The weather is always beautiful there, right?
Most of the time. 99.9% of the time.
What is the typical climate there? I mean, what daily temperatures, nice sea breezes, right?
Actually, you know, when we first came here on Monday, I felt that I was in the Bahamas. It was hot. It was humid. You know, the only thing that was missing was a big body of water or a pool. So the weather is very similar. It's nice. There's a nice, you know, sea breeze coming off the sea, and I'm sure most visitors who coming from cold climates will see the Bahamas as God, it must be heaven or something, you know. And so that's what we like to promote.
Very good. You also have swimming pigs.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Yeah, swimming pigs. I don't know where these pigs learn to swim. But they swim. They in the Exumas and also in the Abacos, there is a place where, you know, we take our visitors and they can experience swimming with the pigs. And the pigs just come off the land and they go into the water and they entertain the visitors. You know,
I've heard of swimming with dolphins and, mm-hmm. and with other fish, but never
swimming with pigs.
So there's something to put on the bucket list.
There you go. Yeah, and you could also swim with stingrays and swing with sharks and, you know, anything else you might want to swim with.
There you go. Talk a little bit about your team that's here at Oshkosh.
Our team, we have a very diverse team of specialists from the Ministry of Tourism. They have done a fantastic job in organizing this event for the past 18 years. That team is now currently led by Greg Rohl. He's a former chairman of the organization here. And he has a team consisting of about 4 or 5 young guys, some responsible for aircraft, some responsible for diving, boating, etc. So we're basically doing the gamut of stuff here. We also have a representative from Bahamas Customs who would explain the various regulations and requirements for getting into the Bahamas.
Excellent. And again, this is something that, like general aviation aircraft, you can make that flight. It's not very difficult.
Nope.
It's really been encouraged. I know Sporty's pilot shop had a fly in there in past years, and they really encouraged folks to kind of take that I don't want to say a leap of faith.
Yeah, because, it's not a, yeah.
Because and for most general aviation pilots, flying over large bodies of water is kind of scary. But in this case, it's really not as scary.
From Fort Lauderdale, for example, the minute you get in the air, you can see the Bahamas. You know, it takes, I think, Bimini is 40 nautical miles away. Grand Bahama is 65 nautical miles. So it's very, very, I was explaining to a friend of mine the other day, there's a lake you guys have around here, it's the big lake.
Lake Michigan?
No.
Lake Superior?
No.
Oh, Lake Winnebago.
Lake Winnebago, right.
That's actually a small lake compared to the
I agree. But if you take a flight from one end of that lake to the next, you'll be in the Bahamas. In fact, you'll probably be in the Bahamas sooner.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Lake Winnebago is not that big.
No.
It sounds good.
The Bahamas could fit in Lake Superior several times.
There you go. Reginald, any final thoughts before we wrap up this morning?
I think it's important for us to recognize the wonderful support that we have been getting. As I said, this is our 18th year. We don't intend to stop. We'll be here for some time going forward, I think. The people are just fantastic, exceptional. We've met a lot of people, and a lot of people have become our friends. And so I just want to thank all of them and thank you guys for making us feel so welcome.
Well, good. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Reginald Saunders, who's the Permanent Secretary of the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Welcome to Oshkosh, and hopefully we'll see you in the Bahamas sometime.
I hope so. Soon. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to EIA Radio.